Now convene is the University of Nevada, Reno Foundation. Is there any public comment in Las Vegas for the UNR Foundation? Seeing none, is there any public comment in Elko?
None in Elko.
Hearing none, we will go to Reno. Is there any public comment in Reno?
There is no public comment in Reno.
Item 2, the annual report. President Johnson.
Thank you, Chair Geddes. I appreciate this opportunity. In Reno, we have John Desmond, who is the chair of the Board of Trustees for the UNR Foundation. We also have with him Vice President for Development and Alumni Relations, John Carruthers. I want to specifically say that John Carruthers has done a wonderful job in board management and financial management of the foundation, and I appreciate his effort in beginning and continuing our comprehensive campaign called Building What Comes Next, a $500 million comprehensive campaign. And I would appreciate John Desmond, Chair of the Board of Trustees, to present this report.
Thank you, President Johnson, for your introduction and continued efforts on behalf of the Foundation and the University of Nevada, Reno. I'm John Desmond, the Chair of the University of Nevada, Reno Foundation Board of Trustees. Chairman Geddes, members of the Board of Regents, and Chancellor Riley, thank you for the opportunity to report on the University of Nevada, Reno Foundation's fiscal year and offer our candidates for the Foundation Board of Trustees, its slate of executive committee officers, and individuals to receive emeriti trustee status. The Foundation continues to raise and manage funds that directly support the academic, administrative, and athletic programs of the University of Nevada, Reno. In fiscal year 2019, the Foundation received over $39 million in gifts, an increase over the previous year's donations of $32.9 million. With respect to an audit, the Foundation Board retained the services of Ide Bailey to perform an independent audit this year. This year's report provided an unqualified opinion of the financial statements for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2019. It did not offer a management letter. With respect to the comprehensive campaign, as President Johnson mentioned, the university is engaged in a comprehensive capital campaign, which began on July 1, 2013, and is scheduled to conclude on December 31, 2022. The board has endorsed a goal for the campaign of $500 million. The campaign has raised $396 million towards its goal. In the same period, the endowment has grown from $131.5 million to $232.1 million, and the total endowment, including NISHI and AAUN, has grown from $259.8 million to $377.4 million. We have established 181 new endowed scholarships and put in place 17 new chairs and professorships. With respect to the financial performance, the Foundation's pooled and aggregate endowments reached an all-time high market value of $224.2 million and provided a positive 6.77 rate of return in fiscal year 2018. Total Foundation assets decreased to $310.7 million as a result of funding capital improvement projects. With respect to program support, the Foundation has been instrumental in supporting the growth and innovation of the campus, supplying the university with $48.8 million in support for capital construction projects, university programs, and university scholarships across campus during the last fiscal year. Foundation gifts to the university impact a number of different areas on campus. This fall, approximately $8.5 million of scholarship gifts and endowment earnings were awarded to over 3,200 students, including graduate and professional students. This scholarship support is critical for the recruitment and retention of a promising and diverse student body. Philanthropy-supported projects including the University Arts Building, the new William N. Pennington Engineering Building, and various renovations and upgrade projects on campus. With respect to our bylaws, we did make an amendment, pass an amendment to the bylaws, strengthening the requirements of the investment committee. Specifically, we added a provision that the investment committee shall actively seek members of the Board of Trustees with experience in institutional investment management, and that the vice chair of the investment committee must be a member of the Board of Trustees possessing investment management or related professional expertise and experience. With respect to our candidates for the Board of Trustees, the Foundation Board offers the following individuals as incoming trustees. These individuals will further the work of the Foundation and uphold the standards outlined in the trustee giving policy. The following new trustees are recommended by the full Board of Trustees of the University of Nevada, Reno Foundation to the Board of Regents: Carolyn Barbash, Dean Byrne, Frank Gallagher, Patricia Miltenberger, Thomas Witter, and Leonard Wolitz. The Board of Trustees requests that the following individuals be reappointed for additional terms. For a second term, Amy Chapman, Laura Grenier, Paul Lipparelli, Maureen Malarkey Miller, Edward Stevenson, and Ty Winfelt. For a third term, Dina Benke, Gary Clemens, John Dooley, and Daniel Kappas. The Board of Trustees recommends the following slate of officers for its 2020 Executive Committee: Mitch Hitchcock, Chair; Jeff Rodifer, Chair-Elect and Vice-Chair Governance; Mark Densler, Vice-Chair Investments; Opal Adams, Vice-Chair Special Events and Public Affairs; Vic Williams, Vice-Chair Development; Felicia O'Carroll, Vice-Chair Audit and Finance; Ann Morgan, Vice-Chair Nominating; Gerald Smith, Vice-Chair Gifts and Acquisitions; Dina Benke, Member-at-Large; Maureen Malarkey Miller, Member-at-Large; and myself, John Desmond, as immediate past chair. The Board of Trustees finally recommends the following individuals to receive emeriti trustee status: John Desmond, Frank Hawkins, Lisa Lyons, and Ann Ronald. In conclusion, I thank you for the opportunity to report on the activities of the University of Reno Foundation over the past year, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. I have a motion for approval and acceptance of the report from Regent Dubravis, second from Regent Del Carlo. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. The officers are listed there under item 3 for information, and then Mr. Desmond explained them. Item number 4, consent agenda. I have a motion from Regent Trachok, second from Regent McMichael. Any questions or comments on the consent agenda? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Item number 5, any new business for the UNR Foundation? Seeing none. Item number 6, is there any public comment in Las Vegas? Seeing none, is there any public comment in Elko?
No public comment in Elko.
Is there any public comment in Reno?
There is no public comment in Reno.
Hearing none, we are adjourned.